views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience.
This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're talking about an amazing discovery. This is part two of a two-part series. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, since this is part two of a two-part series, can you give us a review?
Before I do that, I have to say that, you know, today's April 1st, and normally little Jason would have to do an April Fool's something. But I'm gonna do an April Fool's something that probably a little more serious, and it's right in line with the point, which is the biggest April Fool's joke has been played on all of us, including us, and that's that programming works. That programming that this, which is all what we're talking about. That's our review. You know, we're talking about last week that the 80%, the story about how, you know, we started to see that everybody had this cloud of negative energy that interferes with essence. And it's the joke is on us because there's a part of us, the most important part of us becomes non-functional when there's that much negative energy attached to us. And we can't sustain acting like a machine. We can't sustain it. It doesn't work. And then when we fall down, we don't even see what the problem is. And what do we do to get ourselves back up on our feet? We use programming again. It is such a true joke, except that we're the butt of it. So I apologize. I did do something with, you know, with a noisemaker or anything like that. But that's my acknowledgement of April Fool's.
We're going to say thank God on that one.
Yes. Okay. You know, and so reviewing from last week, the source of negative energy in our essence is programming and trauma. And that programming and trauma for most people, I shouldn't. I've never seen anybody without it. And we've been doing this for a long time. The 80% negative energy is the root cause of all human problems.
Jason, please repeat that for the audience. When you get this part, audience, please understand it is one of the most important things you will ever learn to do. It goes along with things like tying your shoes and having a good diet and
having a successful life, being happy,
exactly,
all those things.
Yeah. When you understand the importance of knowing, just knowing about this 80% that covers up who you authentically are, then you can start to see why things start happening. We're going to get to, or bad things happen, or not good things happen. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. So go ahead, Jason, one more time. Repeat that.
Well, I'm going to repeat it in the way that you just said it, which is that 80% negative energy is the root cause of all human problems. But more importantly, it's the cause of all your problems. If you're listening right now, this is the place to focus.
Okay.
And it's very, very efficient. You know, it's not, people don't think of it as very efficient, but it's much more efficient than using a programming method that eventually will fail, or if it is workable, what will happen is there will be something else that goes wrong someplace else, like whack-a-mole.
Okay, and so you're saying that focusing on the 80% is truly holistic?
Yes.
Okay.
That all your problems and challenges are connected to this negative energy that's attached to you.
Okay.
And because it is holistic, you don't have to be topic specific. When we work with clients now, and a lot of our clients we've had for a long time, we may be working with the same energy that affects their relationships, that affects their work life, that affects their health. Mm. And it's so
and
much
money.
More.
And money.
It's,
okay.
It affects everything.
Okay.
So it's far more efficient to focus on that energy specifically than just trying to go to a separate expert for your relationship, for example, and then someone who can coach you at work and someone who can help you with your health. It just doesn't make, it's not very efficient at all.
Okay. So
there's one other thing.
Okay.
Here's the other part, that our leaders and heroes and exalted masters also have this negative energy. This was a big aha for me because I expected, well, the people that have achieved greatness, the geniuses of the world, the people that have had this great accomplishment wouldn't have that negative energy, but they do.
Mm.
They have the same amount. And they've just rearranged the 20% that's left over. And typically, most of them have a great capability, but also a great deficit.
Right.
You know, think of savants. The other part of this is that people say, well, okay, I get that about our leaders. You know, they're not so great.
Especially with some of them we have right now.
But we believe that a lot of the gurus and the exalted masters have eliminated this negative energy. And frankly, I wish I could say that's true. When I look at them, I don't see that.
Okay. So then let's talk about the other modalities that are out there in the world today, Jason.
So
energetic modalities.
There's a lot of energetic modalities and a lot of misconceptions.
Okay.
Because most other energy modalities, which is, we highly recommend all of them, but they are energy balancing versus removing negative energy from the essence.
Hmm. Whoa. Back there. Can you explain that, Jason?
Let's say acupuncture, which,
okay.
You know.
By the way, both Jason and I have done acupuncture many times.
Amazing.
We love it. Yes.
But adding the clearing with acupuncture is very, very helpful. Acupuncture brings you into a state of balance, mm-hmm. which makes you feel better no matter where you are. So if you're at 80%, if you're at 78%, if you're at 75%, wherever that is,
mm-hmm.
you feel better.
And he's talking about the 80, 75, 78%
of negative energy.
Of negative energy. Exactly.
But it doesn't remove that negative energy. Qigong, Tai Chi, I've done both of those. I love them. You know, the energy practices, homeopathy, chiropractic.
They're all amazing.
Oh, they are. Especially when you use it with the ecosystem approach,
it's,
you know, removing this negative energy.
Exactly. Exactly.
They work very, very harmoniously with the ecosystem approach.
Well, wait a minute. So can the regular medical things that we connect with in our lives.
Exactly.
And have been taught. And many of us have been programmed that is the only way. The bottom line is you and I both know that is not the truth.
When they replaced your heart valve, it was traditional medicine.
And thank God they could.
And yes, because you would have died without it. But
correct.
We've been clearing our way ever since. And it's made they think, oh my gosh, this woman is an anomaly. You know, I've always felt that she's kind of strange and weird too, but that's not what they meant. You know, they don't expect people to do so well after, you know, having this kind of surgery.
And no matter who they are, they always see that people that have that particular surgery, that there's some sort of deficit that happens because of it. And the truth is I do have a couple of them, but we won't talk about, you know, those kind of things.
Well, and we're clearing our way to get rid of them.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. And we're using other modalities to help with it,
yes.
which really, really works. So, you know, what about the other energy practices, correct? They can be affected, right?
You know, homeopathy.
Effective, excuse me. I said the wrong
yes,
word.
Yes, homeopathy, effective. All these others. Just a really quick story. You know, when my daughter was diagnosed with cancer when she was 14, we had heard about a homeopath that was from Brazil that was highly regarded around the world. And we were able to get in to see him, which was very, very difficult to do. And he gave my daughter a treatment and said, just do this and then the cancer will go away. Well, that wasn't enough. Now I know in hindsight, I was stupid back then. This is way before I started doing this work. But in hindsight, I know that I see the negative energy that was attached to my daughter that we've been clearing for years afterwards that we still clear mm-hmm. that was the source, the cause of her cancer. And that one homeopathic remedy wasn't enough. It didn't allow for that 80%. It didn't allow for that negative energy.
Nobody else understands the 80%. They don't see it, Jason.
Even people that are intuitive don't see it at this level. And it's a huge problem.
Exactly. Exactly.
So
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The 80% negative energy is the root cause of all human problems and all of your problems and challenges.
Okay.
Our heroes, leaders, and exalted masters also have that 80% negative energy. In other words, they haven't figured out how to get rid of it. That most energy modalities are balancing ones and do not remove the negative energies. Mm-hmm. And that the ecosystem approach always helps harmonize with energy modalities in traditional medicine for much greater effectiveness.
Love it. Love it. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about other energy concepts and how they relate to the 80%. This could blow your mind, everyone. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life. with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about energy concepts and how they relate to the 80%. This could very well blow your mind or really surprise you. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, in the last segment, you talked about other energy modalities. Can you talk about the energy concepts that are popular today?
You know, I think this is mind-blowing because we've all heard it and all of us just kind of say, that sounds right. Yeah, let's. And what I've heard, it gets amplified and amplified. But I want to cry out because there's a big piece missing. So let's take this idea of the attitude of gratitude, for example, or choosing happiness, that happiness is a choice and we can choose to be happy. Sounds great, right? Well, it's a half-truth. The secret, you've all heard The Secret. There was an amazing video about it. You know,
it was a movie.
Yes, I think I have like two copies of that someplace. Mm-hmm. And we watched it multiple times.
Right.
And the basis of The Secret was that like attracts like. So if you think about what you want, what's money, good relationships, if you want that love in your life, if you just think about that, then you'll attract it. Well, there's a big but to that.
Well, first off, for the most part, it's true, correct?
It is true.
Okay.
But what it doesn't allow for the 80%. So that 80% for the most of us, and unless you've been clearing some of it away, it's very unconscious. Mm-hmm. So you may think you want to attract the relationships of your dream or the person, the love of your life, or your soulmate, whatever. But if that unconscious part believes that you're always going to be betrayed in love, that that love isn't for you, that
let me ask you a question. That unconscious part, that's connected to the 80%,
exactly.
Correct? All right.
And it's not always that 80% is totally unconscious,
right?
But most of it is. And because of programming, mm-hmm. we become more and more unconscious. We become more numb to that part.
Okay.
Because we don't say, how do I really feel?
Mm-hmm.
We say, I'm going to make myself, force myself, seduce myself into feeling a certain way. And it doesn't work that way. Those fake feelings doesn't attract what The Secret says it does.
Okay. Well, you know, I have a little story that's sort of relates. Before I met Jason, by the way, I met Jason on the job. We worked for a...
That sounds vaguely... Anyways.
Yes.
Vaguely inappropriate.
Yes. We worked for a company in San Francisco. And but this job that I had before I met Jason, it was... It was not a great job, but that's beside the point. It paid really good money. And but there was a woman who she ran the department of the call center where I worked. And I didn't like her right out of the gate, but you know, okay. I needed the job. Let's start with that. I needed the job, but also I could just, there was something about her. I just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And so I would go out for lunch every day and go for a walk. And I would do attitude of gratitude. I would do affirmations. I would do attracting, you know, positive energies. And I'd go back to work and she'd come after me, not physically, but emotionally every single time. And I couldn't let like get away from her. I ended up getting fired from the job, which of course devastated me, but it was, you know, how I got the job where I met Jason. My point being that there was a part missing from attitude of gratitude and attracting the like, and even the secret of think about what you want, think about what you like, think about the good things. And I kept trying to find really good parts about this person. It didn't work.
Yes, I get it. And if we were working together, if we were doing the ecosystem approach back then, instead we would have cleared her anger toward her, her boss's anger toward Patricia.
And the negative energy between us.
Yes, and continue to see what's in Patricia's 80% or whatever it was at that point, and to try and figure out what created the conflict and to clear that.
Well, exactly. You know, it was so hard because I couldn't figure out. I was doing my job. Let me just say it that way. I was doing my job, and she found a way to kick me every time.
See, here's the point, is that without understanding that this 80% is part of us, it's not authentically us, but it perverts who we are. It perverts our energy. So when we're trying to attract something, it's being attracted to that 80% as much as it is to the authentic 20%.
Right.
And we don't get it. And so what we naturally do is try and use a programming approach to gratitude, happiness, the secret, like attracts like, and all. There's a lot of other little things, positive thinking, things like that, that don't work because they don't get to the authentic part of us. And when we naturally feel a certain way, one of the other stories that I think is really good is that Patricia and I recently moved to this area that's right outside of Yosemite. It's a small town. We love it. It's amazing. We're always saying to each other, I'm so happy that, Patricia's always saying, I'm so happy about my new kitchen. She loves her kitchen. I love my garage. I didn't have a garage before. The gratitude just comes from us. I'm so happy when we go out at night, we hear the frogs and we hear the geese and we hear the wildlife. It is amazing.
We haven't met any bears yet.
No, we haven't met any bears
yet. There is that possibility,
yes,
by the way.
But we love it. But this gratitude comes naturally. We haven't forced it. Mm-hmm. We haven't said we need to be gratitude. We have to be grateful right now. We don't do that. Happiness is a side effect of removing that negative energy from your essence. You don't have to work at it. It happens. And if you don't feel happy, then clear that, as opposed to act like it doesn't exist, which is programming, by the way.
Okay. So, I want to bring up... I happen to know this because I happen to work with this, but I know that the 80% is that of that negative energy is also connected to money and relationships and even bad luck. And we say if we get rid of the programming, if we do the clearing, then the ecosystem approach, then your life will get better. Well, that part is true, but I want to make this one point to everybody. I'm not saying give up the programming completely because you can't. None of us can. We live in a programming world or a programmed world.
In other words, if you need to get to work, force yourself to get there. Otherwise, you're going to get fired.
Exactly.
If you need to get to work on time, that's what you have to do. But don't program yourself to be happy.
Well,
oh my gosh,
because
clear
it's
yourself.
Not authentic,
exactly.
Everyone. And you want happiness to be authentic. Because then, that smile is real.
One of the things that we see that's easy to see is that 80% could make you sick, that it affects your physical health. Most people can get that. But what they struggle to get is that, like money and relationships, and even things like an intangible, like bad luck, that 80% would create.
Mm-hmm.
We have this idea. One of the best examples is the Kennedy curse.
There was
the three brothers all died prematurely.
And then the son.
Tragically. And then the son in an airplane crash.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Was that random? Was that just coincidence? We don't see that at all. There was a curse. and curses, I'm not sure the best word, but there was a lineage of dark energy in all of the people in the Kennedy family,
right,
of that 80%. It needed to be cleared.
Exactly, exactly. You know, there's one more thing that I want to throw out there. The 80% doesn't come from just one lifetime. And the problem is that we're not removing any of the negative energy in any lifetime until now.
When I look at babies, even in the womb,
oh yeah,
I see the negative energy. It's already there. Mm-hmm. You know, we think that we come in pure and then we, this 80% to 80%, this negative stuff gets attached to us during our lifetime.
Right.
In the Enneagram, people that write about the Enneagram, which is, you know, we've got a couple of series on that. It's a tool we use. They talk about how the Enneagram type comes from some sort of trauma in childhood. No, we see someone's Enneagram type in the womb. We see people, we see babies, and I can type them on their Enneagram type in the womb. It happens because the 80% is already there.
By the way, it's pretty phenomenal to see Jason do that and then see if it's actually true. And by the way, he's never been wrong.
Yeah, well,
you didn't hear me say that, okay?
Yeah, so, when we're having an argument, she forgets that. But anyways, that's part of her 80%.
We don't argue. Okay, Jason, what are the key points of this segment? Don't argue with Patricia. Oh, that's not it. Okay, go ahead.
There are no shortcuts to attract positive energy. You have to clear the negative.
Mm-hmm.
Like does attract like. But because of the 80%, we don't know what's in our essence or what that like is that it's attracting.
Mm.
We translate the energies of the 80% into emotions and beliefs that can be cleared. That's part of the ecosystem approach. And focusing on clearing the negative is always the most important for your life benefits.
Love it. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about the 80%, meaning that's that discovery that Jason made. And how it translates to things in your life that are not obvious. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly. Relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about the 80% negative energy in your essence and how it translates into your life in unique ways. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, please explain how this negative energy in your essence affects money, relationships, and other things that we don't normally see as energies.
Before we talk about that, and those are good examples, we're going to talk about how people deal with traumas now. If you've seen on the TV, you know, a state will be devastated by a flood or a hurricane or some sort of natural disaster.
Sure.
Close to us, a whole town was burnt down with a forest fire. I can't imagine the trauma that happens when that happens to families and people. But what I see is news people ask them, well, how do you feel about this? And they say, well, nothing I can do about it. They say, nothing I can do. I just have to keep going. You know, we'll be better, you know, blah, blah, blah. But those things are forms of programming. Now, the opposite of that, you know, you see the school shootings and things like that, they'll send in grief counselors to get people to talk.
Right.
Well, for all you therapists out there, you know, there's no offense intended here, but as an intuitive, when you talk about your feelings, it doesn't always remove the negative energy. And in fact, it's a very inefficient way of removing negative energy.
Right.
And, you know, if I was going to use the ecosystem approach for a school shooting, I'd go in there and get everybody to clear every single day for a month,
mm-hmm.
and start removing the trauma of the fear and the paranoia of not knowing what to do, the guilt of being a survivor, all those things.
Right.
So, what I see is that when people say, "Oh, I'm just gonna, you know, power through,
shoulder on, soldier on." That's the word.
Yes. Okay. That programming doesn't get rid of programming. In other words, we're programmed to be tough.
Yes.
But what that does is just, it takes our feelings, which is our essence, saying, oh my gosh, you're hurting. And instead of saying, oh yeah, I feel that hurt, I'm going to clear it.
Mm-hmm.
We act like it doesn't exist or ignore it or just put it aside.
And I'm gonna bring this up. When it's just talked about and ignored, soldier on, that kind of thing. We call this creating, and there's been a trauma, which is, I'm just using that as an example. What happens is we call that negative energy memory sparks. And every time something is just a, for instance, that could happen every time another school shooting happens or another fire happens or a hurricane or a flood happens, those memories are reignited. They're brought up in the person who went through the trauma.
Exactly, because those memories are in the 80%.
They really are.
You know, and the opposite is true. If you talk about your feelings, you can get stuck in those energies.
Oh,
you can talk about your feelings and talk about your feelings. And rather than get rid of those energies, what happens is you can reinforce them and make them worse. You know, you have to remove the negative energy.
Yes.
Now, PTSD, you know, I didn't have this down, but it's such a big deal. The reason PTSD is so difficult to deal with by the mental health community is because it connects with that 80%.
Right.
So if we were scared, maybe in a past life, maybe in a childhood trauma or whatever, the PTSD connects with that and reinforces it. And, you know, talk therapy, all these things that they do with PTSD, drug therapy,
right.
You know, and by the way, if you take a drug for depression, it doesn't necessarily change the energy that causes the depression. And people are depressed because that 80%, there's a lot of things, a lot of traumas to be depressed about.
Exactly.
The thing that we didn't make clear in the last segment was that, you know, we see babies coming in with negative energy and we're not getting rid of it. And we're just piling it on. So the best thing you do for yourself is to start get rid of it. So you asked for examples.
I did.
We get off on a tangent.
What a surprise.
Yes. It's easy to see that if you have cancer, there might be negative energy in your essence. Mm-hmm. Now, what we do with health issues, we try and create a metaphor. You know, for example, breast cancer often is a metaphor for women in terms of femininity. Prostate cancer is a metaphor for men and their power in the world. You know, it's not, don't make it a rule. You know, every person's different, but
right.
it usually refers to those things. But what about like money or relationships?
Or good luck, bad luck.
Yes, good luck. Those are the intangibles. But so let's say if you overspend money compulsively.
Okay.
It could be from your it could be from your childhood where you didn't have enough.
Mm-hmm. Or
it could be from your
training as a child.
Your training as a child that whenever, instead of getting love from your parents, you got gifts.
Right.
So you associated spending for yourself as a way of getting love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all sorts of reasons. And that's where, you know, things with money, things with relationships. I mean, maybe your parents divorced and we're fighting all the time. So you don't trust that you can have any relationship.
That they never got the divorce and they still are fighting all the time.
Or there's a quietness fight where everybody doesn't say anything, but you know they hate each other.
Yes.
And it's just an energy in the relationship.
Yes.
How are you gonna, if that's part of your trauma, that's part of the 80%, how are you gonna have a good relationship?
Right.
You can't just force yourself to think about it and say, I'm going to have a good relationship. You know, it doesn't work that way. Here's the point that you really wanted to know about, though, and that's the intangibles, luck, success, being accident prone, being likable or unlikable. They're all energies, too, and they exist in 80%. Those, it's amazing. You know, you can be a klutz, for example. Klutz is not a technical term, but it can be part of that 80%. And that can be cleared. It can be removed.
Yes, yes. So, you know, I want to go back to one point and then because I have a lot of people ask me about money. Why can't I stop spending money? And I want to say this. Understand that, and we're just going to use the trauma of, say, a childhood, meaning that you had a parent who ruled the money with an iron fist or gave gifts as a form of their guilt. That kind of thing. And what it does is it creates negative energy in our essence that basically says, I have to act or react or don't act in a way that makes me comfortable overspending, meaning going numb or some form of self-sabotage. And we end up not addressing the issue of why we overspend.
Most experts, quote unquote, would create some sort of programming method to force you to adhere to a budget.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't help. That doesn't get to the root cause.
Mm-hmm.
And that's programming to overcome programming. It doesn't work.
And by the way, people that can adhere to a budget, the bottom line is that they don't have the same drama and trauma as, say, their partner has. That creates that overspending in the first place.
Yes.
It's time to get rid of that drama and trauma and chaos in your essence. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
programming yourself to overcome other programming is very toxic.
Right.
That clearing the negative energy of trauma is the best way to remove it. That the 80% affects intangible things like luck, success, likability, and quirky things. And the magic of who you are starts as you start to remove the negative energy of the 80%.
And by the way, I love that. That's my favorite thing that we've mentioned in the show today. The magic of who you are starts as you start to remove the negative energy of the 80%. Jason, how do we do energy work for the ecosystem approach?
It's very, very simple. All you have to do is you sit, stand on your head. It doesn't matter what your posture is. And when you do this, set your intention to help yourself and to others. Mm-hmm. But just use your imagination. So we say to eliminate, gather up that emotion or that veil and illusion or that concept or idea. Gather it up in your body. Blow it out. Blow it into a trash can. It can be an actual trash can. It can be an imaginary trash can.
Right.
Just use your mind's eye. Imagine a trash can. Don't worry about it. We'll empty it and then we'll just go on to the next emotion. It's that simple.
Okay. And then we're going to activate life force energy. And it's basically, we're going to pull in life force energy through the top of our head and let it go all the way through our bodies, down our arms and our legs. We're going to stop it at the tips of our toes. We're going to turn it around. And with the energy that is left over, so to speak, we're going to let it come all the way back up our body and blow it out. Into any negative energy that's left over, is going to be blown into the garbage can. By the way, we see that this is clear, pure light. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you remove some of that 80% negative energy right now. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you ready for unfiltered gratitude, unfiltered frequency, and unfiltered creation? Then don't miss Mike Murphy Unfiltered on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursday from 12 to 2 Pacific Time as Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests discuss and demonstrate the principles and practices of the creation frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth and unfiltered frequency to uncover and let go of limiting beliefs and access your powerful intentions that resonate out into the universe with Mike Murphy Unfiltered. For more information on Mike and his work, visit his website at MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to help you remove some of that 80% negative energy right now. Jason, there you go.
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that my essence is covered with 80% negative energy. Gather up all those veils and illusions from the tips of your toe. Blow them into the trash can right now. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any negative energies that are keeping me stuck thinking, well, I don't know what the veils and illusions are, so I'm not going to do this. When the truth is, that's a veil and illusion. Take a nice breath and get rid of it. You don't need it. Breathe.
So with that in mind, and to eliminate the barrier so I can just start clearing anything because it'll help the 80%. And just follow along with us today. Mm-hmm. Just clear it and it'll be better. You'll start to remove some of that 80% right now. Take a breath.
I got a good one. And to eliminate any guilt and shame because I can't see the negative energy and therefore, that must make me lesser than, when the truth is, not at all. I release and let go that guilt and that shame. Take a breath. Blow it into the garbage can.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that any self-improvement that doesn't address this negative energy will be of little lasting value. Gather up those veils and illusions and blow them in the trash can right now. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all of the patterns, programmings, trainings, and rules of self-sabotage that are keeping me from understanding starting today. Removing negative energy today is in my highest and best interest. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can expect results all the time, I'm clearing the negative energy. Mm. Take a breath.
I love this next one. And to eliminate any neediness I have for a quick fix that do not last and takes a whole lot more time that's keeping me from focusing on what's in my highest and best interest. Breathe. And by the way, what your best interest would be, the ecosystem approach. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my impatience, to remove my negative energy and my essence right now, to get it all done right now. Not going to happen. Sorry. Take a breath.
But starting somewhere
is the best thing I can do.
Take a breath. And to eliminate any guilt, shame, and hurt that's keeping me from using the ecosystem approach to remove negative energy, starting right now, today. Breathe.
And to eliminate the anger, resentment, and bitterness that I have that keeps me from working on this energy, this anger that's connected to self-sabotage. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any trauma that I'm stuck in that keeps telling me, why remove it? It's going to be too much work. Why bother? I release and let go that hopelessness about connecting with the essence of who I am. Take a breath. That, by the way, everyone, was a huge one for everybody out there.
Yes.
And to eliminate the fear that I have of seeing who I am and having to pay a price for letting go of the programming, I release and let go this fear. The truth is, that's all an illusion. It doesn't serve you. Take a breath.
Should we activate life force?
We can. Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Take a nice breath. Pull it right in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your body to the tips of your toes. Turn it around. Blow out any negative energy that got left behind.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to bring the real me into the world, to uncover it. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have the patience and gain clarity, awareness, and objectivity so I can love myself enough and see who I actually am and enjoy it. Take a nice breath. Pull in that life force energy right through the top of your head. Tips of your toes. Turn it around. Blow out any negative energy.
And to activate life force so I can have the patience and the courage to be patient, even though I might not see a benefit immediately. Take a breath. These energy techniques work whether you believe in them or not.
Right, right. And to activate life force so I can remove all the disappointment that I have and that I've collected through my life and any other lifetime that is keeping me from seeing the value of the ecosystem approach and removing negative energy so I can connect with the positive. Take a nice breath. Life force energy in, negative energy out. And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to be peaceful and happy and healthy and aware and actually enjoy my life starting right now, today, even for the little things. Take a nice breath. Pull in that life force energy through the top of your head. Let it go all the way around down to the tips of your toes. Turn it around. Any negative energy that's left, blow it out into the garbage can. Okay, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to start part one of a three-part series on parenting.
Mm.
You know, today's news is about snowplow parenting, and it's clear that we're using programming as the standard for parenting. You can't miss this unique approach. We're going to talk about parenting in general. We're going to talk about babies and toddlers and before, you know, pre-verbal. And then we're going to talk about on the third show, we're going to talk about teenagers and rebellion and all the difficult,
okay,
difficult ones.
Let's go back to something. What's snowplow parenting?
It's when you push your kids or you force your kids. This is a result of the cheating scandal for the college admissions. So
that's kind of interesting. Okay. So if you got some part of the importance that we're talking about connected to that 80% and even the essence of who you are, please join us. Mark your calendar every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
If you really want to have a better life, you need to make clearing something that's constant, consistent, and specifically a part of your life. So to do that, you can sign up for our newsletter. In our newsletter, every week we do clearings. We write them out for you so you can have it on your smartphone and take them with you and just do them all week. Okay. And then next week, you get a new set.
Okay. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear comments and suggestions for shows and all of that sort of thing. So our email address is jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. That's one word, jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. By the way, Jason really likes that.
So if you got a benefit today, go like us on Facebook. We're okay. at livinglighter.org. And you can always preview the next show on our Facebook page every week.
All right. We'll connect every Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.